Maureen Dillon Teasdell for The Cube, 88.9 FM. They were talking with David Wright, better known as Skip Wright, and he's the president of the Naturalist Club, the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. So welcome, Skip.
Well, welcome. Nice talking to you again.
It is nice. So how are you and your wife doing with COVID?
Well, we're hanging in there like everyone else. We're trying to, you know, to stay away and do our safety checks.
Mm-hmm.
Doing our nature walks and things like this, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah, like we're hanging in there, waiting for the vaccine.
That's right. Well, it shouldn't be too much longer. What's new with the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club? What do you have today?
We've been kind of, we haven't been on the radio for a while, like everyone, you know, we're staying low. But I'm just trying to let people know that, let our birders know that we're not, the St. Francis Valley Natural Club, we're not extinct. In this year, we've been doing a lot of walks and, like everyone else, and watching our bird feeders, like everyone. And I bet you, I've seen some of your pictures that you've done, Maureen.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have talked to me that they're starting to get to know the birds by names. they're doing it outside and. And I see today on the radio that our premier is really pushing to get people outside in the outdoors. And personally, this summer I had around 45 mallards in my pond all summer. And but I had one special duck. I even named him Donald. He stayed around for a couple of weeks, and just recently. And I hope he comes back. I can identify him by a whistling noise. He didn't quack like a regular mallard, so something was wrong with his throat or something, but he whistled. So anyway, I hope he comes back next spring. And like I say, a lot of people are I'm getting calls about people watching the feeders, and I just got one just before this phone call, this interview, from Rodney Bray. And he has a lot of birds at his feeders. He's taken hundreds of pictures, and he's going to be I'm hoping you do a presentation to us next year at one of our meetings to show his photos that he's taken. But he has two pairs of cardinals coming to his feeder, and I don't have any yet. Do you have any yet, Maureen?
Yeah, we do. We actually have a pair of cardinals. They pretty regular basis, too, so that's nice.
Oh, I asked him what his trick was, and he said he's feeding them small black sunflower seeds and sesame seeds.
Okay.
So I'm going to try it. We'll go down and see if we can get some.
Mm-hmm.
As I was saying, we have postponed our monthly meetings until further notice, but we're thinking about getting in the new year going Zoom meetings.
Mm-hmm.
But however, as a club, we're moving on. We're going to have our annual bird count this Saturday, December 19th.
Mm-hmm.
This will be our 56th year, along with Slow Bird Club in Sherbrooke. And we will be following the COVID-19 safety guidelines, very much so. And if you see us out there, or if you have any questions about what kind of birds you're seeing at your feeders and on your walks, you can get in touch with us on our Facebook page, and you can or else email us at sfvnc@hotmail.com. And we'll try to answer the questions you have for us. And if you can take a photo or something of a bird you're not sure what it is, we can certainly try to help you to identify it. But a lot of people are asking us, well, why did we go ahead with it this year? Well, it's in the data that we get in across Canada. It really helps our bird population as far as what birds are endangered and things like this. And what can really illustrate it is that if you would have watched Saman Vare last Saturday, you know what it means by getting the statistics that we send in. It's a study on snow geese from Laval University, and it's really concerned about the COVID-19. And they're trying to determine, I hope not, but if the birds are spreading the COVID or other viruses.
Okay.
So that's one of the reasons we will be doing that. It helps. We have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. It was really disturbing to see that show, I tell you.
Okay.
I was Yeah, no. And we would be mostly patrolling by car and by foot, but mostly by car in Lennoxville, along with North Attleigh, Waterville, and vicinity. And we'll be checking, I will be going along with Gladys Beattie at a safe distance at Cableton and Albert Mine. So last year we did it, and we had a good time. And last year, we recorded, it was just to give you some idea what we saw and what sort of records we got. We saw 50 species and over 8,445 individual birds. So, and we sometimes we see some rare ones. And last year we saw a few Cooper hawks, which is quite rare in the wintertime around here.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see the amount of birds we see, and it gets us out in the nature on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one unfortunate thing about it. We will have no Christmas potluck meal afterwards. So, but we also have some good news here and going along here, but we haven't been dead. We're not extinct. We did receive a substantial amount of money from donated by the District Masonic Lodges and the Township Research and Culture Foundation for our initiative, Live in Schools and Sustainable Happiness Nature-Based Education and Speaker Program. These days, children, you know, we figured it out that these days children can name hundreds of corporate logos, but they would be challenged to identify 10 plants or animals in their community. And it's true. We've found that out, and we think it's a real good and nice initiative, and the other clubs are helping us out too. For example, what we did, the seeds that we set in at Crookshire Elementary School, I talked to the principal, and she says that they're still using what we gave them over a year ago, you know, not, you know, information and outdoor classrooms and nature-based.
That's great.
Yeah, no, it's that seems to be the way to go right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed even Lennox Elementary School's made an outdoor classroom in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be trying to help them, all our elementary schools in the townships there in the new year.
That's great. So important.
So, and then I always try to end up with a bird of the day or the bird of the month. And this one I'm going to be talking about is the snow bunting. Have you seen them around, Maureen?
Yes, we do have them in the winter. Yeah, the little black kind of birds, eh?
White and black.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you know these birds, they come from, they always seem to be out in the field when it's stormy out.
Mm-hmm.
But these restless birds, they come here into southern Canada from the Arctic, the high Arctic.
Oh.
They fly all the way down. And up there, they're more white than they are here. They're white plumage, it blends in with the snowy landscape up there.
Okay. Oh.
And they migrate down south, but then they require. Then, funny you said that they're blackish down here, and
mm-hmm.
it's absolutely true. They change color.
Wow.
They get a rusty tone that mm-hmm. Would blend in with their winter home down here.
That's really interesting.
I didn't know that either. I was quite interested. Me too.
Because
mm-hmm. the pictures they usually show is the ones with the bright white feathers and black and.
Mm-hmm.
The ones I see around here are more dirty black, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they change colors.
Mm-hmm.
And the oldest one that was ever recorded was living. He lived 8 years. He was 8 years old, and he was recaptured and released during a banding operation in Alaska. So the birds that we see every year, probably, you know, they're 8-10 years old. So
wow.
Quite interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, I mean, we're like every club. We're trying to exist, you know. And but with the birding and people watching their bird feeders, I think it's very important that outside in the nature and enjoying it.
It is. It changes people's minds for a little while, anyway.
yeah, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's about my recap.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
Okay, Maureen.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
We'll see you at the new office.
Right. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.